Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., all rights reserved.
Welcome back. It's 12 after the hour. Thank you very much for joining me. Thanks for staying with me. I'm Jim Blasingame. You're listening to the Small Business Advocate Show. I'm glad you're here. We got a new friend, Dick. I said it. I really did, didn't I? Brian Biondi is with us, ladies and gentlemen. I just asked him if he was related to the famous disc jockey, Dick Biondi, and then I went ahead and said his name. Anyway, Brian Biondi, not to be confused with Dick Biondi, is with us right now. Brian is the president and CEO of League Assets Corporation, but for much of his life, he has worked with and encouraged and advocated for entrepreneurs just like you and me. And that's what he's here to talk about. Brian Biondi, welcome to the show.
Jim, it's great to be here this morning. Thank you.
It's good to have you here. And I will tell you that I messed up in the beginning when I introduced you, but in my place, in my heart, Dick Biondi will always have a great place, and so never be upset if anybody calls you Dick Biondi.
Well, it's been brought up several times. I understand yeah. He's a very special gentleman. So.
Yeah, he was. He was a great guy in the lives of a lot of people. Anyway, okay, one of the things that we've learned, Brian, over the last several years is the value of entrepreneurship. The Global Entrepreneurship Monitor, which is conducted every year by a consortium of folks, including the folks at Babson College up in Massachusetts, they've been studying entrepreneurship around the world, Brian. And here's what they've discovered: there is a direct connection between the fostering, growth, encouraging, promotion, and cultivating of entrepreneurship in an economy, and that economy's growth in terms of production. That's what we've learned. It's scientific now over about the last 12 or 13 years. What do you think?
There's no question about it. I think right now, when you just take what you just said, what I have been thinking about, and I'm giving you the answer to the economic crisis that this country and this world is facing right now. This tremendous debt we have, the economic problems we have, and I have the answer. I don't know how to execute on it, but the answer is we need more entrepreneurs in the next 5 years than we've had in the last two decades. So if we can accomplish that, that is the answer to our economic problems. Because entrepreneurs,
I agree that we need more entrepreneurs, but Brian, I think we could do it. Even if, of course, we'll add more entrepreneurs as a consequence of growing the economy, but we just need to get the government out of the way of the ones we have.
Oh, I know it. I mean, right now, you know what concerns me is I don't know where you have happening to the outside special interest groups like, you know, entrepreneurs organization that I ran for 7 years as CEO. YEO and subsequently changed its name to EO, Entrepreneurs Organization. But there's a variety of groups like that. There's colleges and universities. But really, where out there are we supporting entrepreneurship? That's what we need to get this country back on track. And I just don't see it coming at all from state, local, or federal governments.
What's happening right now. We've got a federal government that gives lip service to small business, to Main Street entrepreneurs, gives lip service to us, and that really, it annoys me very much, Brian, when they do that, because it makes, they act like if they just say the name small business, if they just say entrepreneur, that gives them some kind of credibility, some kind of street cred. And I'll tell you something, Brian, when they say that and then behave something completely different than what they've said, that gives them no credibility with me. In fact, they're very uncredible.
You know, Jim, you hit the nail right on the head, and I think about this stimulus package, and right now I have no idea the billions and billions of dollars they spent. But you know, you take there's entrepreneurs in this country. I'm not wannabe entrepreneurs, real entrepreneurs. Again, take members of YEO. These are individuals that are running companies, average $5 million in revenue. You know what I find in common with all of them? They have ideas. They want to start new businesses. They're all very creative, innovative people. Why doesn't the government go and give every one of them $1 million and tell them they owe it back in 5 years? That would stimulate the economy rather than going out and building a bridge. I mean, I see again billions of dollars in the stimulus package. I don't see any of it going to entrepreneurship, and that's where it has to go.
Very little of it did. There was a little bit of money went out. Almost token money was made available to the SBA. The SBA is a wonderful organization I've been supporting for a long time. But in terms of reaching small business owners with capital, it does a good job to a degree, but it's not a very prolific organization when it comes to getting capital to small business owners. Yeah, you know, it's not a direct shot. It's got to go through banks, which is okay. But you know, the average small business owner out there, Brian, doesn't even know that the SBA will guarantee a loan through a bank, let alone how to find one.
Exactly. And there are some barriers, though, that those small business owners will encounter when trying to get a hold of that money. So, I mean, you're right. It is there. The SBA does have some of that money, but it is. It's not flowing.
But it's token compared to what we need. And Brian, here's the other thing, Brian. I don't think small business owners need a gift. I don't think we need a grant. I don't think we need any special favors. I think we just need the way cleared for us to do what we do. And I agree with you, Brian. If we could make the marketplace so that entrepreneurs could grow and have some kind of positive attitude. That's one of the problems we've got right now. But there's so much uncertainty in the minds of a lot of entrepreneurs. That's holding a lot of folks back. If we could change this attitude, as Lincoln said, if we could appeal to the nature of our better angels, if we had some leaders that could do that, we could turn this country around and the world around.
It's frustrating right now, again, when you look at the economic problems that we are facing, the fact that this country is not embracing entrepreneurship in a real way, not lip service, as you point out. We're really embracing it to ensure that we're really supporting and fostering the entrepreneurs that we have today. That would be a life-changing experience for us.
Brian, give us your website. Tell us a little bit about your company.
Well, League Asset Corp, we're an entrepreneurial entity or organization that got underway about 5 years ago. It's a fast growth company, and you know, we have a private REIT. We just recently acquired a publicly traded REIT on the Toronto Exchange. But we're
real estate investment trust.
Yeah, and we're about letting buying shopping malls and letting the average individual invest into that shopping mall.
Right. Hold on to that thought, Brian. We're going to take a quick break, folks. When we come back, I'm going to get Brian to give us some specifics on what he thinks we should be doing to promote entrepreneurship. Welcome back. It's 23 after the hour. Thank you very much for staying with me. I'm Jim Blassingame. My website is smallbusinessadvocate.com. I hope you check it out when you get a chance. Lots of stuff there that will help you with your small business. And don't forget to subscribe to my free newsletter and be sure to take advantage of the poll question that we have there on the homepage. Over on the right, just a little bit, halfway down the page, is a poll question. Very easy. Just read the question, pick the answer you want, click on it, and you're done. Well, I think you have to submit it. But we don't have to know who you are. We don't want to know who you are, at least not for that. We only need to know who you are if you want us to send you our newsletter, which we'll do every Sunday afternoon by email. So check out all the other stuff. And the only thing you can buy there is my book, if you want one of my books, if you want to do that. Everything else is free, thanks to our corporate partners. And if you're on Twitter, I'm at Jim Blassingame, if you want to follow me there. Brian Biondi is our guest. He's the president and CEO of League Assets Corporation. And that's a real estate investment company. But Brian is through and through focused on helping entrepreneurs. And Brian, once a week, I guess it is, you're co-host of a radio show on leadership, aren't you?
That's right, I am. It's called Executive Leaders Radio, and it's based here in the Washington D.C. area, where I'm out of, and it's heard on a variety of different stations here, as well as Yahoo Internet Radio. AOL, internet radio, et cetera.
You want to give us a website where we can listen?
Yeah, sure. It's executiveleadersradio.com.
All right, so check that out. And your other website for your main business?
Sure. It's League Asset Corp, and it's league.ca. League.ca.
Okay, so check that out. Brian, we're talking about entrepreneurship, and we've just made you President Biondi, Brian.
Yeah.
And now, Mr. President, you've been talking a good game about entrepreneurship. Now that you have control of the company, what would you do?
I would do several things. First, let me just before I talk, let me talk about the at a scholastic level in colleges and universities. Today, I mean, in the 1980s, if you said you were going to be an entrepreneur, people thought you were like you were a geek. You know, I mean, that was
yeah.
What is that? You know, you couldn't
get a regular job.
Right. Now, all of a sudden, you know, it's somewhere in the 90s, it started to become more acceptable, more mainstream. Maybe I'll say today, maybe I don't know. Maybe to a degree, it's more mainstream, and a lot of colleges and universities have embraced it. You see classes. But what we don't have is I believe that there needs to be a mandatory course in every high school in America that a child in high school must take an entrepreneurship course. And right now there's an organization called NIFTY. It's called the Network for Teaching Entrepreneurship. And it does that for schools, low-income low-income schools. But it needs to happen in every school so that everybody in, you know, 9th, 10th, 11th grade, they are being exposed to entrepreneurship, and they're taking a class about it to start to follow.
You know, the good news, Brian, is this is happening quite a bit around the country, but it's ad hoc, and I agree with you. It needs to be more mainstream. The good news, though, with all this ad hoc activity out there, all we got to do is just add a little water and mix it up and make it happen. We don't have to start from scratch.
Well, no, I agree. The content's there, so you're right. And so, but it, in my mind, it has to become part of our curriculum at Pollard, curriculum for
I agree with
US
you. All right, Mr. President, what's next?
Secondly, we have a number of support groups out there. Obviously, the YEO that I ran, and there's a variety of others. You've had many guests here on your show. I think you've got to get all of them together. As the president, I'm calling everybody to the White House. And I'm going to sit down with every one of those people, and I want to find ways where we can funnel money out to these entrepreneurs and what else we need to do to clear the pathway so we can help them with tax issues and really get those entrepreneurs the right support that they need so that they can grow, create jobs, create wealth, create better communities.
You know what I'd like to recommend, Mr. President, before you do that? I'd recommend before you convene your White House staff, I'd like for you to convene, a thousand small business owners from across the country. You know, let's bring in 200 from every state, or 20 or 30 or whatever from every state, and you know, from the little guys to the big guys, and convene a meeting and ask them what they need. What do you need to do? Where are we stuck on regulations? Where are we stuck on taxes? Where do our taxes get in your way? We want you to pay taxes, Mr. and Ms. Small Business Owner, Mr. Entrepreneur, Ms. Entrepreneur. We want you to pay your taxes, but where does it get in the way? Where does it make no sense? What else can we do? What can we do to help you grow? And so ask him those kinds of questions. That's what's not happening right now, it seems to me, Brian, is we're not asking small business owners and really listening to what they need.
You're right. Now, these organizations, when I think of like YEO, I know on a yearly basis we would get back from our members all around the globe, but, you know, in the U.S., what are the challenges you're having? And every year we do that. So whether you get them all from every state, every corner of this country into the White House, the reality is that the White House, our government, needs to really understand the issues and challenges that are facing entrepreneurs in order to support them and help them grow. So we need that to happen. And, you know, I really think that more importantly, as president, I would want to make sure that my cabinet and that my administration is very clear that we've got an economic crisis and problem right now, and that what the solution is, entrepreneurship. So that if everybody is of the mindset that that's the answer. I mean, I don't see any other answer out there right now.
Brian, I got to wrap it up, but I'm voting for you for president, so I expect you to be on the ballot next time, okay?
I love it.
Thanks for being here. Brian Biondi, ladies and gentlemen. We'll get him back again real soon. He's gotten a lot more to talk to us about. in the future. Quick break. I'm Jim Blasingame. Stay with me. I promise. I'll be right back.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.